Moving on to the 10th mission in the chapter, we are in Tractate Makos, a chapter about flogging, about lashes. And only now, when we're more than halfway through the third chapter of this tractate, the third and final chapter of this tractate, only now are we going to start to find out, well, how does lashing actually work? What is the actual procedure for lashing? And truth is, we're going to kind of do this a little bit out of order. We're going to start with some questions about the number of lashes one receives. And only then will we, in later Mishnayos, will we see what the actual procedure is. And some of what we'll see in this Mishnah and the next one will make most sense once we've gone further in the chapter and have seen the actual procedure. So let's jump right in. Kama malkin oso. How much does a person get lashed? How many lashes does a person who's worthy of lashes, how many lashes do they receive? Arbeim chaser achas. 40 minus 1. That is to say, 39. Now, if you know the verses from Deuteronomy, this should be surprising. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 2 to 3, we read, V'haya im bin hakos harasha, if the guilty party was worthy of lashes, v'hikau lefanav kedei rishaso b'mispar, they will lash that person according to their wickedness by number, which seems to mean according to you should count it out loud, make sure you do the right number. And then the next verse says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif, 40 they should lash this person, they should not do any more. So it would seem like from the Torah that the number is actually 40. And yet our Mishnah has just said 39. How did we get there? Well, in fact, they're going to quote exactly these verses, but do some midrashic play with them. Shenamar, as it is stated in the Torah, b'mispar arba'im, by the number of 40. Right now, notice what's happening here. B'mispar, in the number, was the last word of verse 2. And arba'im, 40, was the first word of verse 3, but by reading them together, they're going to get to a different reading. Minyan chu samuch la'arba'im, a number, a count, that is close to 40, right? And the Talmud goes into this. Had the Torah said, arba'im b'mispar, 40 by number, that would have meant you have to do 40 lashes, and you have to count out, make sure you get all 40. But by reversing the word order, you say, a number that is close to 40, what number is that? That's 39. And so we have here the idea that actually, even though the Torah says 40, really, we do 39 lashes. You can also understand, you know, if you are very concerned, the Torah says, lo yosif, make sure you don't give any more lashes. Well, we can all lose count. And maybe doing 39 is a way also to prevent us from accidentally doing 41. In any event, this opening voice of the Mishnah is not the only opinion here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, arba'im shlemos hu loke. No. The person who gets lashes should get 40 full lashes. Not 39, 40. That's what the Torah says. The Mishnah says, V'heichan hu loka esi yaseira. And where will you do that extra lash? Ben ksefav, between the person's shoulders. Now, this will not make sense yet, but when we get to Mishnah 13, we're going to learn the procedure. We're going to see that there are three locations where the lashes go. That makes sense if you're doing 39 lashes. But if you're adding a 40th, well, where should that lash go? And this Mishnah says, oh, well, that's going to go between the shoulders. We don't yet know where the traditional 39 are going to go, but we've been told that since Rabbi Yehuda thinks there's a 40th, there's a special spot for that, and that is between the shoulders.